This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. You know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time now for another episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. Dr. Ken is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Dr. Ken is known all over that area of Florida. As a matter of fact, known all over Florida. As a matter of fact, known all over the Southeast. As a matter of fact, known all around the country because of this program. As a matter of fact, known all around the world because of this program and other things that he has done, working as a facilitator for the American Heart Association. So if you would like to tap into Ken's expertise, I would tell you to be smart. Give him a call to the office. See if he can set up a time. 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. We get together every week to discuss a lot of the issues in medicine in a conventional way. Ken spends a lot of time doing research and also going through the research of others that's published in lots of these archives and a lot of the various journals that are aimed at particular types of health and health issues. So, let's see if we can get started here with something that is clearly almost assumed. I would have thought this is kind of a duh, but apparently somebody thinks it's not. The fact, Ken, that breastfeeding, and when you get beyond a year old, gets you higher test scores, youngsters.
Oh, this was published just this week in the Archives of Disease in Childhood. And this is new research, Doug. It actually shows that babies who breastfeed longer can see better test scores years later as adolescents. The higher children were breastfed, I should say the longer children were breastfed, the better they perform on standardized assessment tests. So if you want smart, brainiac children, you may want to breastfeed them a long time. And this seems like it should be what it is, and it is what it is.
You know, speaking of it being what it is, I have a story that I want to share with you about my sister. And I meant to call you the other day, because you and I certainly have plenty of frequent conversations on the phone. But this was something that I kind of let escape from me purposely because my sister wasn't too sure what she wanted to do and why, I can't imagine. A week ago today, my sister, who is 3 years younger than I am, had a heart attack. She felt it. She stumbled. She fell. She had sharp pains in her upper chest and her arm, and she threw up. So her husband called an ambulance, and the ambulance couldn't come right away. This is where there are a couple of ambulance stories that are part of this, Ken. A couple of different things in this story.
What city is this in?
Framingham, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. Okay, so husband brings her to Newton Wellesley Hospital, which is the go-to hospital now because the hospital in our town has become a joke. The old Framingham Union Hospital, where my children were born, where I've had every procedure known to man that I needed to have done there. It belongs to Tenet now. They're a bunch of money-grubbing, chiseling, cheating. The doctors are leaving. The nurses are leaving. Departments are leaving. So nobody goes there anymore. They go to the Newton Wellesley Hospital, which is affiliated with Mass General. So they go in there. And she's tested right away. Well, actually, she wasn't. She told what her symptoms were, and she had to sit in a chair. She's having a heart attack. She sits in a chair in the emergency room waiting.
Tell everyone again what her symptoms were, because I think that's very important.
Her symptoms were nausea. Her symptoms were sharp pain in her right shoulder, right side, and pain all the way down her arm. She stumbled and fell.
she didn't lose consciousness, but she became really very uncomfortable and a lot kind of disoriented from the way she tells the story.
Okay.
So anyway, they get her to Newton Wellesley, and they diagnose her. She has at least one completely blocked artery and maybe a couple.
So do an EKG in the emergency room, and is that abnormal?
They did, well, what was abnormal, I thought, because of a, now, see how spoiled I am. I said, did they do an ultrasound on you? Because that's what you always do for me every year.
Well, and you're not said, having a heart attack.
No, but isn't that a way to tell what's going on inside your heart?
Actually, Dr. Doug, the ultrasound doesn't look at the circulation of the heart. It looks at all the other parts except the electrical system and the circulation. And when you're concerned about a heart attack, that's a plumbing issue. You're concerned about circulation to the heart's having a problem. So an echocardiogram indirectly may tell us something because the heart won't be contracting normally, but you're not going to usually delay time to get an echocardiogram because you want to go right to the source and look at the circulation. So while you're waiting for the heart catheterization team in the modern era to get there, you might do an electrocardiogram, and then you probably will draw some blood work to see if there's any evidence of damage in the circulation, the heart muscle. And then you'll get somebody right to the cath lab, do the cath, image the circulation, and then open up the blockage.
Okay. So all of that happened over 7 hours. It didn't happen immediately. It took them, they diagnosed it, and they said she had a blockage and she needed, they're not doing operations anymore at this hospital. They send everybody to Mass General. Everybody goes into the operating room. They don't even have an operating room.
Did they do the cath at that at the hospital?
Nope. They went to Boston to do it.
So they transferred her out of the ER to do the heart catheterization.
Right. They put her in an ambulance, and the ambulance was being driven. They had three ambulances to serve all of Mass General at that time. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
this is not a story where you're boasting about the quality of care.
No, I'm
getting the impression.
That's exactly right, especially when it comes to Mass General. Her husband is a health insurance salesman. He's been in the insurance business for 55 years. They have the best health insurance you could possibly imagine.
Right.
So anyway, so she gets in the ambulance. They are driving toward Boston, and the driver gets a call that somebody on the South Shore is having some kind of an attack in which he is a specialist. So they call another ambulance. They meet at a gas station. They take my sister out of one ambulance, put her in the other ambulance, and this guy who is the specialist goes on his way down to fix whoever it is that's having the problem on the South Shore.
No wonder everyone's moving to Florida. My gosh.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she goes in. It's 7 o'clock when she gets in there. And the doctors had been on call. They knew 4 hours ago that she needed the surgery. They stayed there until she got there, and they performed the work that needed to be done to unblock, put in a stent or two or whatever it was. And then she spent the night there. She spent a night there, and then she spent a night back in the other hospital because they transported her back there because they don't really like people to stay overnight at Mass General because they need to save the beds for people who are in line to go get operations in one of their master suites. But just imagine yourself and what she was thinking about all of this, and then the theories about why it happened. My sister is fairly slight. She's never smoked. She drinks wine. She has never been an abuser of anything, really, and she doesn't eat. She eats well, quite well. In fact, she's pretty conservative about what she eats. She takes things. She's a lot of stress, and she had a cancer operation on her face. I think I told you that last year. They had a deep-rooted cancer that they had to basically destroy her face, and she had plastic surgery, and she looks fine now pretty much. But there's a theory that what may have happened, what may have been an over leftover impact of that, the stuff that was in there could have drained down and created plaque in her arteries. So I don't know whether that makes sense or doesn't make sense, but that's what somebody put forth. So, but anyway, I was telling you the story more because, A, I said to her, I think she ought to talk to you. She said, yeah, she would like to. But more, the story about the ambulance and the fiasco, it's nuts.
Let's talk a little bit more about your sister, because this represents a lot of lessons for all of us. So when we get some large time, I want to go into this deeper.
Okay, right now let's talk about healthy weight loss, safe weight loss, good, productive weight loss, and that's at the hands of Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. What a great company. It's family run. A doctor and his nurses came up with this formula almost 27 years ago. The formula has no drugs. The formula has no stimulants. And the company is of a culture. They don't do like a lot of these other stimulant, well, a lot of stuff you order online, give me a credit card, and they just keep sending you stuff. Nope, that's not how it works. At Calitrin, you have to get back to them either online at toploss.com or on the phone to tell them you want more product. This is a product that's made in the United States, not in China. It was made in a COVID-free facility, FDA registered. It's a one-of-a-kind product, a one-of-a-kind complex. The formula has patented ingredients. It just works. That's it. So easy, so safe, so healthy, so good, and it works 86% of the time, according to the millions of people who register back in with the success of the product. So right now, you can get Calitrin capsules by a four-month where you get 4 months of Calitrin capsules, you get 4 months free. You get 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, whatever it is. Check it all out and order online at toploss.com. Use the Doug code when you check out, and you'll get free shipping as well. That's all Calitrin. Calitrin products at toploss.com. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can get his weekly podcast, the all-inclusive Good Day Health podcast, available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people get them on iHeart and Spreaker and Apple and that sort of thing. But wherever you get it, it's an important thing for you to access so you know what Ken has been talking about and you can get caught up on the latest research. That is Good Day Health Show. .com and Doug and Ken here at your service at 20 minutes past the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Kent Kronhaus, who we were sharing the story of my sister having a heart attack. You know, it brought a lot of things up, and one of the things that she and I talked about when she was recuperating was how many more women now are having these, whether that's something we don't know our mother's history, because she died when she was 50. Our father had a stroke when he was 91, where he actually had the first one at 88. So how much does that play into the history or into the reality, one's family history, into the reality of having some experience like this, Ken?
Well, family history is very important. And Doug, most women will think that breast cancer is their biggest risk to good health, but actually, since the late 1980s, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. Mm. And actually, women are at 7 times more risk of developing a heart attack than they are of developing breast cancer. Wow. And your sister represents reality. And I just wanted you to talk about her symptoms, because often a woman's symptoms are not quite the classic Hollywood with the elephant on the chest and the sweat pouring down the head. And she had somewhat classic symptoms, but she had some what we call atypical symptoms also. I wanted you to illustrate that. Also, when you're having a heart attack, time is muscle. And it's surprising to me that you don't have any local care other than the big tertiary care hospital that does catheterization.
Remember, I live in the home of the Framingham Heart Study.
Exactly.
And there's a heart facility here that sort of stands apart from the rest of the hospital, but it's become not a joke, but
a
it's
dinosaur.
Become
a,
yeah, right,
but,
exactly.
No, but that's right. That's a, in today's modern era, time is myocardium, and to get an open vessel when you're having a heart attack is so important. And that's why, amazingly, smaller hospitals are doing this.
Yeah.
And as an emergency, and it sounds like where you are, you have to be ambulanced to the Mecca, to the big hospital to get this done.
Right.
Which is in Boston, you would think that there'd be all these other hospitals.
Yeah. Well, Well, there is Mass Medical that's in Worcester, UMass Medical, that's a good hospital, and there's Brigham and Women's, basically in the Boston area, Mass General and Brigham and Williams, pretty much, Brigham and Women's has overtaken and bought out all the hospitals.
But to treat an acute heart attack, to treat an acute heart attack where you are, you have to be ambulanced from your ER to MGH. It's interesting. It is what it is. But let's also talk about what the lessons are here, because we always talk about risk factors, and the best way to prevent a heart attack, to delay a heart attack till later, is deal with risk factors. Smoking, mental stress, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet, inactivity. And you're basically saying that from what you can tell, your sister really didn't have any of these, right?
More or less. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard her tell the story.
But she, in her life prior to this, didn't have any of these factors.
Zero.
Okay.
No signs, no risk factors.
Let me make
an
important point. Everybody needs to know their Lp(a), lipoprotein A. This is there's good, bad cholesterol. This is the terrible cholesterol. Yeah. And it's inherited. I would want to know her Lp(a). It causes increased clotting, increased plaquing. It's just very much increased risk of heart attack. Know your Lp(a). Ask your doctor to get it.
All right, more from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has announced the Biden administration's Department of Justice has indicted him on 7 counts in the documents case in Florida. Trump calls this election interference on his social media platform, Truth Social.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline. And yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxes hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years that they can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. Back at 34 after the hour now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffens here every week at this time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Accessible by dialing 352-735-1400 for an appointment there in the hospital. Telemedicine, I'm going to have my sister give you. You know, she doesn't have a cardiologist, and they didn't assign her a cardiologist when she had the heart attack, which flabbergasted me. I guess I'm spoiled, because you and I every year go through this whole day-long thing, and I know it's special because it's me and yada yada, but I would think there are plenty of people who get a cardiological exam, or I would have bet, I don't think, but I would have bet that my family wouldn't be any different, but apparently my sisters are, because neither one of them have a cardiologist or anybody that they can pick up the phone and call, which is, you know, I guess I'm spoiled.
I guess you are, and for Framingham, Massachusetts residents.
Right, exactly. It's asinine. All right, you had a couple of more things that you wanted to add to the mix here.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about this LP little a, lipoprotein A, because I'm going to look in my crystal ball, and by next year, this is going to be front page news, because the European Society of Cardiology has already this past fall recommended that all European adults get their LP little a checked, lipoprotein A. And usually the American College of Cardiology and the European Society of Cardiology are holding hands on these recommendations, but I think we're a little behind. But this is a newly detected horrible cholesterol. You only need to get it checked once in a life, because there's nothing we do as an individual about this. This is all inherited. 20% of the population have an elevated LP little a, and it leads to very early heart attacks and strokes. These are in individuals like your sister who have none of the classic risk factors. Why are they having a heart attack? So they don't have the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the obesity, the cholesterol. They eat right. They exercise. None of the classic. They don't smoke. None of the classic risk factors. But their LP little a is elevated. They're in the 20% of the population. LP little a, again, is the horrible cholesterol. It increases plaque, it increases clotting, it increases inflammation, it clogs up the circulation much faster than any of the other known cholesterols that we measure. There's an active study going on at the Cleveland Clinic right now in phase three, looking at several, phase two and phase three, looking at several of the new drugs that are being developed to lower LP little a. Nothing is out there yet. These injectables that we have, Repatha, Praluent, to lower cholesterol LDL dramatically, do lower LPA little a about 25%. It's not yet clear whether this has benefit significance, but a lot of cardiologists, not all, but a lot of cardiologists, when the LP little a, since we have nothing else right now, are recommending Praluent or Repatha, these injectables, the so-called PCSK9 inhibitor drugs that are dramatically effective at lowering LDL. When you have an elevated LP little a, we all recommend, unless there's an intolerance, that you take aspirin, because to thin the blood, we just recommend getting that cholesterol very low. The LDL we're talking now, if I see an elevated LP little a, I want that LDL under 50. Very, very low.
What's mine? I forget.
Yours is under 70.
Ah, so I need
We checked your LP little a this year, and it was normal.
Oh, okay. Right.
But I would check. I would have your sister. That doesn't. I would have your sister check her LP little a. But also, I bet. You know what? I predict. You know, brothers and sisters as adults don't always tell each other everything. And I bet there's some things. That's not a judgment. But I'm sure. No. That there's things, I bet there's things going on in your sister's life that you're not aware of.
Well, my sister is moderately high strung, and so, but there may be, yeah. I mean, we share a lot. We live down the street from each other, been around each other all our life. We don't know what everybody each other does every day of our lives, but I'm certainly closer to my younger sister who lives here than I am to my older sister who lives out in Minnesota. I don't have that much connection to her, but my younger sister, she has me down for dinner once a week or so, and you know, we're always talking about what's going on. We argue about stuff. She thinks her brother is crazy, you know, stuff, the usual kind of sibling stuff, but we're close enough so that I find it gratifying, frankly, and I was very concerned about her.
Her height and weight are pretty good?
Very much so, yeah. She's very, great. She's great. Five three, five four. I'd be surprised if she weighed 125 pounds.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, so we need to figure out why she had.
I'll have her call you.
So we can do telehealth, but
yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad. You know what your best predictor of your coronary situation, of your heart health is? Your best predictor?
I should probably know this, but go ahead.
It's your sibling. So, but that's why I'm glad we know your coronary situation, and we know it's good. So, yeah. But it doesn't definitely mean you're going to have something, but If someone, the right answer on the test, what's your best predictor of your own heart situation? It's how your siblings are doing.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. My sister, my oldest sister had a little touch of breast cancer, nothing serious. And that's the only thing that I know, but she is not that close to me. Interesting. She's coming here today, and her biggest need for me was to borrow my car. There was, she called, can I borrow your car? Okay, yeah, that's fine. But it's not like the other sisters. But I, her health, she's slim. She was a flight attendant for Delta up until COVID, and she's 80 years old. She kept she kept going until she was 70. And by the way, if she had her druthers, she'd be back doing it again now.
Well,
I think that's one of the things that kept her healthy. We have a pretty healthy family here under the circumstances. So,
all right, let's pause. Flying in her late 70s.
Yep.
Working for Delta.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yep. All right, Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Father's Day is coming up, and here's a gift idea, a gift package for just $99.99 you're going to get. 8 Omaha steak burgers. You're going to get 4 bacon-wrapped fillets. You're going to get 4 premium boneless chicken breasts. You're going to get 4 boneless pork chops. You're going to get 4 gourmet jumbo franks. You're going to get caramel apple tartlets. You're going to get steak seasoning. That's right. The burgers, the fillet, the chicken, the pork, all the franks, you're going to love, love, love what you get for your dad. All you got to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG, and you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package, $99.99. It's a great deal, and it's available right now. While you're thinking about it, do something about it. omahasteaks.com, type 30DUG into the search bar and order this gift package for Father's Day. You still have time to get it delivered in time for Father's Day. Every steak and every entree flash frozen, ready to serve, all backed by their unconditional 100% money back guarantee. So if you want to be a hero, you don't have to put on a cape. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order away. Use the code 30DUG, 30DOUG. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. We'll be right back. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. We've been talking a lot about the cardiovascular system, heart attacks. I see there's something from the British Cardiovascular Society this week about severe heart attacks and what day of the week is the most problematic.
Well, yes, a big study has reconfirmed that the risk of severe heart attack, Doug, is highest on Monday. This comes out of the British Cardiovascular Society annual conference that was held at the beginning of this week. And you're going to probably ask me, so why is Monday so risky? And
the thinking Ken, is, why is Monday so risky? Yes.
And the belief is that it's the change in our behavior. Getting ready for the new work week is very stressful. So as you're transitioning from that relaxing, enjoyable, hopefully lower stress weekend and moving to the higher stress, acute stress of Monday, just be careful. Just start moving a little slower on Monday and just rev up to high gear slowly, because that Monday morning is the highest risk time of the week for having a heart attack.
I remember at Christmas, and after the first snowstorm, there is a similar prognostication that comes out of your mouth most every year.
I think you're talking about holiday heart around New Year's. And that's atrial fibrillation from people enjoying too much adult beverage around the holidays, holiday heart. Snowstorms, this is when people who haven't done anything physically all year go out and shovel their driveway in. And we all know water, especially melting water, which is what snow is, it's very heavy. And this is hard work. And this can be a huge strain on the heart. And so don't have your first heart attack shoveling snow, which is so common in class.
Yeah, right. All right, here's another item of regarding heart attacks and what happens to your brain if you've had a heart attack.
We talk about the importance of living a heart-healthy lifestyle, how it can prolong brain function. And this is a publication this week in JAMA, Neurology, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And what they demonstrate is that in people who've had heart attacks, there's a faster decline in the function of the brain. The ability to think and remember declines, yes, with age, but much more rapidly if one has had a heart attack. And this is why doing whatever one can to lower the risk of a heart attack, as we talked about before with Doug's sister, is so important for preserving brain health. And, you know, this is something that, you know, you're sister needs to understand and do whatever she can with lifestyle now to preserve both circulation to heart and circulation to brain.
Right. All right. The idea of, you know, being focused on the heart, sometimes we do specialty programs because Ken is a cardiologist. It's important to sort of tap into that knowledge and experience that he has. And that's one more reason for you to call him. 352-735-1400. I'm going to ask my sister to call him and have Ken do a telemedicine reach out to her. You can go to the office or you can do it with a Zoom call. But no matter what, get the kind of help that you hear Ken giving to people every week. 352-735-1400. Coming up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken, so stand by for that. To ask Dr. Ken a question, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time now at 53 past the hour on Good Day Health for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can feel free to access him, his advice, and his clinic by dialing 352-735-1400. Among the questions that people, again, you can dial them in at 855-999-3684. What excites you about medicine? A lot of people, when they get to your point, to your level in your career, they get frustrated, they get bored, they get angry because things aren't going the way they wish they would, et cetera, et cetera. So what does Dr. Ken find exciting when he goes to work, goes to the office, or in general about the medical practice that you have?
Oh, well, in general, just helping people extend their lives, live a more healthy life. As a preventive cardiologist, we do that every day, and we'll do that with your sister. But specifically, what's got me really excited right now is, as a cardiologist over the decades, I've been always a little uneasy about seeing patients who are taking testosterone replacement because the evidence hasn't been real strong, whether it's safe or not. We've lacked really good studies, but let me give you a little bit of excitement, and at least in my mind, maybe I'm living a boring life, but the Cleveland Clinic was tasked by the FDA several years ago to do the definitive study with thousands of patients to determine whether testosterone replacement in men was dangerous to their heart. And the FDA said that they would not continue to allow all these testosterone supplements to be approved unless this study was done. And finally, in 2 weeks, not next week's show, but the week after, I will report the results of this huge study from the Cleveland Clinic, and no one yet knows what the answer is, whether testosterone replacement is safe for your heart, yes or no. And I'm really excited about as a cardiologist to finally answer this big question, because I know how many of my guys have low testosterone levels, have gone on testosterone replacement, and is this safe for your heart or not? We'll know in 2 weeks.
All right. A lot of people get excited about a lot of different things. Ken gets excited about the information that comes from these annual meetings and the research. Good. All right. Here's a question about the vaccines that may be around for COVID or other common respiratory problems. The flu vaccines, now we've got COVID mixed in. There appears to be an approval on the way for RSV. So you want to explain to everybody what RSV is?
Respiratory syncytial virus. This is another virus that more often in young people and infants actually does also affect adults. It can result in serious infection. It can result in pneumonia. It can result in hospitalization. And
didn't we see this in the tail end of COVID?
Seems to me there was a lot. We saw the infants were getting a lot of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. But the first approval for a vaccine for adults over 60 occurred this week. So stay tuned. Talk to your doctors. Adults over 60, ask whether you should be getting this new vaccine for adults against the RSV.
Well, it's just something, you know, think about it, and it's just the more we dig into all of these damn viruses, it's troubling, frankly. All right, question comes up on the drug Opdivo. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Opdivo. Whether that's safe. We got a lot of questions about safe drugs this week. What is Opdivo? What does it do? And does it do it well?
Right. Well, now you're talking, this is from the American Society for Clinical Oncology this week, Doug. Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a type of cancer that starts in white blood cells called lymphocytes. And the widely used immunotherapy drug, Opdivo, Nivolumab, Nivolumab. It's a mouthful to say. It's safer and more effective in treating adults and children with advanced Hodgkin's lymphoma than the targeted therapy, which is now used as standard therapy. So in general, this is just new hope for those who have been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Opdivo, talk to your doctors about it. This is not an uncommon problem. This is great hope.
And it's not necessarily an ad either for it, which you see all over television. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.